Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and her preaching is entitled Flights of Angels.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Jesus saw Nathanael coming, he said of him, "There is an Israelite who deserves the name, incapable of deceit." "How do you know me?" said Nathanael. "Before Philip came to call you," said Jesus, "I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus replied, "You believe that just because I said I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than that." And then he added, "I tell you most solemnly, you will see heaven laid open, and above the Son of Man, the angels of God ascending and descending." The Gospel of the Lord. This is the Jerusalem Bible version. I usually use the Revised Standard Version, but I really like Jerusalem better here. I've got no better reason than that for the change. Anyway, this passage is a favourite of mine, partly because of a bit in the slightly longer version that we hear every August the 24th on the Feast of St. Bartholomew. And of course, St. Bartholomew's name was originally Nathanael. That version includes actually a bit of rudeness from the future saint when Philip tells him that Jesus is from Nazareth. Nathanael, memorably enough, says, "Can anything good come from that place?" And of course, he changes his tune as soon as he meets Jesus personally. And Jesus, I think, pulls his leg a little when he says, "Oh, you believe that I'm the Son of God just because I said I saw you under the fig tree?" It's a nice moment, a sort of touché, Nathanael. And then Jesus promises that Nathanael will see the angels of God. Well, this, in all honesty, this we have to recognize is the moment when people who are not convinced Christians, or at least not yet convinced Christians, this is the moment they tend to put their brakes on. "You'll see angels. Oh, come on, isn't that a bit New Age? Why on earth? Or rather, perhaps I should say, why in heaven's name should Jesus promise him that he'll see angels?" And this is the very same Jesus whose miracles are for the most part practical, down to earth. He heals people. He makes sure people don't go hungry. He doesn't put on some sort of heavenly YouTube video complete with celestial beings. And yet, an angel tells first Mary and then Joseph of the imminent birth of the Saviour. Matthew says that after Jesus' temptation in the wilderness, angels came and waited on him. When Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and found it empty, it was an angel that reassured her. Mark just calls him a young man, but specifies that he was dressed in white, which is the colour of purity, which is the colour of Jesus' clothing at the Transfiguration. There's an obvious conclusion. This is an angel. So, angels, whether to fight the devil or to bring wonderful news or to heal despair, which is, of course, the worst illness of all. Angels each have a specific mission. Michael is the warrior. Gabriel is the messenger. Raphael, the healer. These are angels we perhaps don't think about very often, but they're there at the crucial moments. And what's more, every one of us has a personal protector, as we remember on the Feast of the Holy Guardian Angels, which this year we won't be celebrating because it falls on Sunday. But angels are never off duty, and all the angels and archangels will be there to welcome us when we join the community of all the blessed. As today's psalm says, in the presence of the angels, I will bless you.